After the success of our nostalgic Days of Thunder review, we decided to tackle another gem of modern cinema and what makes it still so appealing over 30 years later. Strap on your breathing apparatus and flame-retardant underpants, we're getting into 1991's firefighter action thriller, Backdraft. Backdraft is a Ron Howard-directed film starring Kurt Russell, Billy Baldwin, Donald Sutherland, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rebecca De Mornay, J.T. Walsh and Bobby De Niro. Brian McCaffrey has just passed his firefighter exam and now he's joining the same firehouse as his brother. It's the story of two brothers who are Chicago firefighters dealing with a series of engineered arson incidents. Cast and characters. It's a strong cast with adequate performances all round. For 1991, there's a good mix of fresh talent with seasoned actors. Russell steals the show in this one, obviously, to the extent he blows the rest of the cast off the screen entirely. Not only that, the actor also plays the part of his character's father, he's that good. Debatably, this is his finest dramatic performance after The Thing, 1981. In the grand scheme of things, Backdraft lands in right after 1989's Tango and Cash, right before 1993's Tombstone, which then leads us up to 1994's Stargate. The Kurt Russell Golden Zone. The actor has had a number of fine films, 1998's Soldier being an underrated gem, but this represents a solid cross-section of his artistic output for sure. The most surprising performance is put in by William, Billy, Baldwin. This is not only his best performance but an amazing performance for any actor, especially against a lot of hugely powerful acting dynamos. I did find myself asking where it all went wrong after a fantastic performance like this. The actor had a consistent amount of output over the years but nothing that stuck like Backdraft. Bobby De Niro turns in a performance unlike his usual roles. Instead of his usual take-no-shit gangster character, he plays a grizzled fire scene investigator which makes for some enjoyable and intriguing scenes. When the scenery isn't on fire, we're treated to his insight and a bit of education on the role itself. This character could have easily been the focus of his own film. De Niro's portrayal makes for a strong supporting backdrop and enjoyable in his more diminished role. J.T. Walsh leans on his wheelhouse with this one by playing the absolute spanner. Some casting just leans heavily on an actor's natural ability to play the douche bad guy and Walsh nails it at every turn. Rebecca De Mornay picks up the emotional slack, however Therese not a great amount of chemistry on screen. This does however make for a nice dramatic role for the actress and her performance is solid in that aspect. We're talking about performances? Backdraft represents the best the element of fire has ever looked on screen. Prove me wrong. The fire effects are practical. They used real fire, real stunt teams. This was something Ron Howard considered using CGI for but realized it looked like shit. The fire, arguably the real star of the show, has an almost demon-like quality to it. An intentional choice, I'm sure. The growling and hissing, the slow dancing shots, the sinister music. Just beautiful. The characters in the film, for the most part, have an air of reality about them. Themes of relationships, family troubles and bureaucracy are handled with a sense of gritty focus and grounded realism which means you believe the portrayal, and even care about the characters' lives. Overall, the cast leave it on the screen, even being credited as part of the stunt team. The actors even walked away with a few burns, cuts and bruises for their art. Greater than It's a Living Thing, Brian. It breathes, it eats and it hates. Soundtrack. Hans Zimmer on the strings for this soundtrack, so you know Therese gonna be emotional swells and epic slash edge of your seat rises and falls. The music is emotional and heroic in all the right places and a force to be reckoned with. Production. The intro scene which sets Brian McCaffrey's backstory up is a beautiful and tragic introduction into this world. The character recreates the pivotal Time magazine moment a few times during the rest of the film. The scene itself is filmed in a smooth Ron Howard-esque fashion. Keep an ear out for the extra that sounds like Bill Burr shouting "all my stuff's up there." The scene is thick with his dad is up there commentary but sets the character up nonetheless. It's also worth noting that before a young Boba held Django's helmet there was this scene in Backdraft. The new recruits head out to their first fire like it's a frat party. All hyped up and full of beer, I'm surprised no one stuck some Caddyshack-style montage music over the top of it. Brian's team is the coolest gang of firefighters to ever exist and they all have cool names: Bull, Butch, Jimbo, Oklahoma, Mittens, Bodie, Doyle, Tiger, Jewelry Man. They are the type of guys who say shake and bake boys, I think we got a barbecue, showtime or let's hit this bitch head on before running headlong into danger. They whoop and holler and it's very intoxicating to watch. These are all American heroes and should be worshipped. The dynamic of the brothers' sibling rivalry is not only expertly written but perfectly distilled in Russell and Baldwin's performances. Brian must prove to his big brother he can do the job and isn't the rookie proby he's been labeled. The frying pan scenes are slow and not overly engaging unless it involves the sibling rivalry. Meanwhile, the into the fire scenes and firefighting push the story along with the assistance of unbridled action. Conclusion. If you're not sold on the brilliance of the film, then there's not much I can do to sway you. Backdraft has got flames, explosions, and a fairly decent plot. What's not to like here? There's enough in there to engage with and alternatively switch off and enjoy. There is a sequel to this film, released in 2019, but I can't bring myself to watch it. Unless, of course, you feel the need, let me know in the comments. You will never watch a film like this again, not only for the content potentially triggering the emotionally fragile, but the simplicity/intricacy of the plot and the fire effects on display. Backdraft does for firemen what Top Gun does for fighter pilots. Dash. Crazy. Disco. Stew.com, a blog for the modern geek, lifestyle, news, reviews, film/TV, gaming, tech, music, opinions, culture, craft beer, and general geekery.